interesting, you see, because there are ways of getting round anyone's reticence, shall we say. When we played Closer was a very deep record, not very upbeat, really, and it required a lot of concentration on behalf of the audience. Most of them were very, very gracious, and everywhere we played, it was a storm. We've not been bottled off. But then, you can play an encore that utilises the, shall we say, the more joyous songs of Joy Division, and you can kill it. You know what I mean? You can snatch it back and take everybody up and send everybody home happy.
Yeah.
Love Will Tear Us Apart, Transmission, Shadow Place, You've Lost Control. Once you've featured Closer as an LT, you can then play those songs as an encore, as a thank you to the audience, if you like, for concentrating and enjoying what you were doing artistically. So everybody goes home happy anyway.
Yeah.
The thing about New Order is that whilst Movement is very intense, there's some fantastic songs on it. Dreams Never End, Cries and Whispers, Procession, Everything's Gone Green. We're all round Movement, so you're playing great tunes. And Movement is very uppy and very rocky, so it's great to get through. Then when you get to Temptation and Hurt and Power, Corruption and Lies, it takes on a whole different guise, because really, if you weren't told that New Order had done Movement, you wouldn't really recognise the QLB, because Park Ups in Life is so much more confident, so much more innovative and forward-looking. It's amazing. You know, it's amazing that the same band did the two records.